Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. I'm exhausted because carrying out the bags full of prizes was very difficult tonight. And I just spilled beer all over my notes. This is going to be a good one. This is Doug Loves Movies, back for 1 week at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles. It's March 8th, 2000, Ocean's 11. And there won't be a show next week here before Comedy Death Ray, because I'm going to be at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, where we'll be recording at least one or maybe two episodes of the show with some of the amazing people that'll be there at the festival. Unfortunately, you have to have a stinking badge to get into events at South by Southwest. So I'm apologizing in advance. Please don't give me a hard time on Twitter. How can I get into your show? I can't afford a badge that costs $1,700. And it's like, well, unfortunately, some people can, and they do, and so we'll have an audience, and I'll try to, like I've said in several interviews lately, if I'm walking down the street and there's an alley nearby, I'd be happy to join you there. An apology is due to the person on Twitter who I quoted on the show last week for coming up with the Romeo and Juliet sequel, Elf Night. Because I threw out the idea that they should make every Shakespeare play into a Romeo movie. And because I didn't share his name, I want to share it now with you. I assume it's a he. On Twitter, it's at Hootie Blows Fish. Sorry about that. Sorry about not saying your name last week, Hootie Blows Fish, because obviously I wanted to. It's pretty much the only reason I brought it up in the first place. And if you want to look him up on Twitter or her, Fish is spelled with an F, not a PH. Speaking of bands, I had a great time last weekend on the 311 cruise. As you might be able to tell, my voice is a little shot. When you are on a boat for 3 or 4 days, you cannot stop screaming, "I'm on a boat." And I mean, I'm sure people said it every once in a while in the past, but now it's just ironic, unironic. I don't care which way it is. You have to fucking say it all the time at the top of your lungs. And then they play, the DJs are always playing, "I'm on a boat." It's all about being on a boat. So I had a great time on the boat, and do intend, if you guys are fans of 311 and listeners that are fans of 311, I hope to get a couple of the guys from the band to come on Doug Loves Movies, because they love movies, and it'll be a lot of fun. The next Benson Interruption at Largo is in L.A. on Monday, March 21st. Three podcast favorites have been lined up to perform, along with a great comic who has, he's an interruption newbie. So that's going to be a fun show at Largo on the 21st. Friday, March 25th, Graham Elwood and I will be in Charlotte, North Carolina at the McGlone Theater at Spirit Square. Doug Loves Movies will be taped in front of an audience on the road once again at Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington on Sunday, April 3rd, with a special guest that you know and love. And both Doug Loves Movies and Benson Interruption premium episodes, means they cost $2, are available in the comedy album section of iTunes. And I've got lots more tour dates and tape dates coming up. So wherever you live, chances are I'm coming close to you this year. I'm really trying to get out and see everybody. So stay tuned. Over. My guests tonight, as you can see, we have a lot of chairs up here. And does anybody have an inkling of who's going to be here?
Parks and Rec.
Shh. My guest tonight, you fucking spoiler. I asked if you had an inkling, not name it. My guests tonight are cast members of an NBC comedy done right. From Parks and Recreation, please welcome Adam Scott, Jim O'Hare, Ben Schwartz, Retta, Chris Pratt, and Amy Poehler. Wow. This has never happened to me. I've had many favorite TV shows over the years, but I've never sat and chatted with them.
Well, we're not a TV show, Doug.
What, you're on HBO?
Yeah, we are on HBO, right?
Go ahead and pick up some microphones, you guys. We don't have enough for everybody, so we'll just pass them around. But we always want somebody ready to talk. Except for Jerry. Jim O'Hare plays Jerry, everybody.
Hey, hey. Woo!
And the magic does not stop there with Jim O'Hare. He is in the movie Ed, the talking, not talking, but the baseball playing monkey movie.
Yes! Yes, I was!
What did you do in that?
I was the announcer for the home team.
Nice!
Yeah, Matt LeBlanc and a monkey. And it was not a real monkey, it was two little people
standing on each other's shoulders
in outfits running around bases. It was cruel. It was cruel.
But I was, you just sat up in the, you just sat up in the booth in the shade just
absolutely
watching these fucking midgets run around. I mean small midgets running
exactly
around in fucking monkey suits.
Yes, sir. It was great.
That's amazing.
It was amazing.
So you were there the whole shoot.
There
the all
whole
the
time,
baseball seats.
They would run the bases, and then somebody would run out with this thing that looked like a blow dryer, put it in their mouth, in their monkey mouth, and shoot cold air inside because they were passing out. Probably $75 a day.
You know, a lot of nights I would settle with having cold air shot in my mouth. Other than another thing. I don't even know what I was trying to say with that.
Hello.
Now, Amy, of course, is a founder, a co-founder of this facility. Yay! That we are in right now.
Yes!
So, lots of people say thank you, Amy, for the UCB in New York and UCB here. And I have to say that I love you. You got to word this the right way. I don't want to be insulting.
Uh-oh.
No. You know what I mean? When somebody comes up to you on the street and they're like, you were great in that one thing. And you're just like, oh, thanks about the rest of my career.
That's like when guys who are younger than me tell me they're proud of me.
Oh, my God. That happens a lot?
No, I'm just relating to you.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Mean Girls. You play one of the girls' mom, and so hilarious in every scene you're in, and I'm just wondering, did you base it on Dina Lohan? Like, did you meet her and then just do that?
No, back then, Lindsay was very young, and all those girls who are now, all of them are big stars, Rachel McAdams, who was 8 years younger than me when I played her mom. And now she's 15 years younger. No,
yeah, and I can't wait to see Amanda Seyfried being eaten by a wolf. That's going to be sweet. It's going to be the best cunnilingus ever filmed.
Is Amanda Seyfried in Mean Girls?
Yeah.
She's the one that says, I have ESPN or whatever. But they still all had moms on the set, didn't they? Like, did you sit around and drink martinis with all of them?
No, I didn't meet any of their moms. Wow. They were all, I think that they were all the right age.
17.
That maybe they didn't have to have moms. I'm not exactly sure when that cutoff is for when you don't need your mom anymore.
Well, I think
my
Lindsay,
case, it was 35.
Lindsay, yeah. Well, how long are the midgets mothers there?
Never saw them.
No monkey midget mothers? No triple M's on the set? Adam Scott.
Woo!
Yeah! Thank you.
Hi,
Doug. Thank you for making this happen. You said, I'll get everybody from Parks and Rec, and I said, as long as you don't break Rob Lowe, it's all good.
Well, it was really hard. I sent an email.
Yeah, but you know all of their email addresses. That's pretty sweet.
Not by heart. This automatically pop up when I put the first letter of their name. Actually, I put the first letter of their name and a series of names pop up, and then you go, oh, okay, and you got to choose. Do you know what I mean?
Does anyone here have email? Internet?
It's on the computer. Also, iPad, iPhone, whatever I'm using at the moment.
You know about all of it.
Yeah. I have a bunch of different devices. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Adam is the tech guy on the show. The rest of us
speak in another language.
And you told everybody how to play the Leonard Maltin game for tonight, right? So
pretty
counting
much
on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
To have people who are too busy to listen to podcasts, or at least my podcast.
Uh-huh. We had a tutorial backstage.
A tutorial?
Uh-huh.
All right. Amy's looking like she's going to have no idea.
Dude, you told me to pretend to know how to play the fucking game, and now you're calling us out before we've even started, asshole.
Really, really fucking...
Now you're a winner. Now you're Charlie Sheen. You're a winner either way.
You gave us like a 45-minute speech about how everyone listening to this podcast is going to be pissed if we don't pretend to know how to play in the Leonard Maltin game, and then you just came out here and ruined it.
You literally said the phrase, my fans will hate you unless you know how to play this game. You said that. You said, my fans are going to hate you. So just come out there and really show them what you got.
But that's why Adam was supposed to say, no, I did not teach them how to play the game.
Yeah, not only that, but you're pinning it all on me.
You were hot-dogging with that email. Now you feel like an idiot, don't you?
Yeah, no shit.
I just
don't
want
have that
everybody
program
to,
on my computer.
I just want everybody to know what's going on. I'm about full disclosure. Ben Schwartz is here. What's the name of your character on Parks and Rec?
I play a character named John Ralphio. Yeah.
I wish...
Wow.
I wish that guy was around more. I mean, like there's not enough amazing people on the show already, but holy crap, that's a funny character.
Thanks, man.
And you're also in a movie with my good friend Sarah Silverman called Peep World.
We just did the junket today for that movie. I just answered 150 questions for that movie today.
All right, here's one you didn't get today.
Go.
You and Sarah Silverman play brother and sisters. Any sex scenes together?
We have not gotten that. No. There are no sex scenes together. You know that's weird, right?
But she's naked in it.
Like you're aware
I thought
that's
that was
weird.
I just thought that was a Jewish thing that you sleep with your sister.
No.
As long as there's a sheet with a hole in it, anybody's game, right?
I guess technically because you can't see it. But then you could have sex with dead people. That was way deep. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that scene and I forget it. I was gonna say something about Ghost, but he's really dead, so it's not as funny anymore. Do you think, has Demi Moore seen a penny going up a wall since Patrick Swayze died? Okay, so Retta. Retta's here. When is your character, when are the writers going to figure out that you could bust out some serious opera? Has that happened or is it going to happen? Spoiler alert?
No, it hasn't.
But when, it's got to, right? That's maybe. Amazing.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she can, do you mind give us a little bit, little taste?
Lauta musti, lauta musti, benedictimus te, atura musti, purifica.
I didn't mean to do that to you, Chris Pratt. That's hard to follow. But you're the next person I'm going to talk to.
Fuck you, Retta. Damn fucking opera, every time.
My bad.
You're in Take Me Home Tonight, which just opened on Friday, I believe.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
And I haven't seen it yet, but was that filmed?
Nor is anyone else in America.
It's in like eighth or ninth. Yep. It's in eighth or ninth place or something.
No. I don't think it made the top 10. That's a double digit opening. That's what they call that.
Two's better than one. Do you have a big part in it?
Well, none of you have seen it. Yeah, I'm the lead. It's amazing. Really good. I do this like Pacino kind of character. It's
I've totally been wondering what you've been up to. I haven't seen you in movies the last few years. You were on 70's Show for a long time, and then, of course, you had a cameo in Ocean's 11.
Right, yeah. But I switch it now to Chris, because Topher is kind of, I don't know, stupid, so.
That's what was holding back Topher Grace, is he needed a name like Chris Pratt. There's like, on IMDb, there's about 70 different crew people with the name Chris Pratt. Like, but you're number one, man. You're the number one Chris Pratt. But there's other ones that did stuff that I'd like to ask you about.
Okay.
When you were a grip on Ed, did you get to meet the midget monkeys? But how long ago did they film Take Me Home Tonight? Because it seems like a shelved item.
Yeah, we filmed it 4 years ago, so... The reason it seems
it's aging like a fine wine.
It's because it is. It was.
Tell them why it's an amazing experience.
Yeah, it's great. The reason that it's an amazing experience is I don't give a shit. No, it was shelved because there's a lot of cocaine use in it. And apparently, this is a little insider information, but the first test screening came on a Monday after Lindsay Lohan got busted for cocaine on like a Saturday. And so Universal was like, you know what? We can't put this movie out. Really? Plus, it
because
sucked.
She got busted for
it's
cocaine.
Actually really good. The important part. Oh, yeah, it's also starring the lovely and amazing Anna Faris.
Where they met.
Yeah, we met on the movie 4 years ago.
And you guys are married.
We got married.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jim.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
Great, let's fucking keep talking about her. God, Jim.
Do you guys ever do like red carpet kind of things together? I don't think I've seen you publicly as a couple. You keep it all DL and shit?
Oh, yeah, totally. You're going to erase this last part where we said we met in the movie, right? That's not going to make the podcast.
What do you mean erase it?
You can't. You don't have the
technology.
Where
else would you meet her?
No, yeah, well, I don't know. We do red carpet. We've done that before. Yeah, it's pretty great.
You hate this.
No, what do I... No, we did it for the first time on this movie that no one saw. That's why you didn't see it.
I'm a fan of your character on the show because you're getting a beard like mine on television, which is like a fucking shitty beard that's like very splotched, very partial. There's a lot of holes. Is he sensitive about it?
Yeah, I know. It's like the worst beard ever.
But you're keeping it in the off season. You're not shooting right now.
Yeah, I'm not showering or anything. It's awesome. There's something written on the wall back here. One says sour balls, and one says my butt stinks. And I was like, check and check. Both of those work for me.
Now, Aziz Ansari, of course, is in. He's in New York City tonight, and
but I'll speak for him.
Okay, please. Aziz, what? I didn't write a question for him because he wasn't going to be here. But what's it like being my friend, Aziz?
It's great, man.
And you gotta go.
Damn.
Oh shit, that guy's funny. And of course, he's been on the show before, and it will be again, I hope. He's just like, shoot, he's like hard to nail down. He's always playing a 7,000 seat theater somewhere.
Yeah, Aziz is on fire right now. He's all over the world. He just performed in Stockholm.
What? Why?
Yeah, my brother.
Why?
My brother lives in Sweden, and he was like, he texted me, he was like, can you get me tickets to Aziz's show? I was like, in Sweden?
You've never been asked to get tickets in Sweden for anything, I bet. No. He's the first one to do it. Aziz will go anywhere. They have good food in Sweden, right?
No, actually, their food's pretty bad, I think.
Is that all Aziz does on the set all day is fucking talk about food that he ate? He's, oh my God, he won't shut up about it. He should be in Ratatouille 2.
He tweets about that shit. He tweets all about everything he
eats. Yeah, his tweets are all about, I just ate this. Well, good for you, you rich fuck.
Gonna be in Rahway. Gonna be in Rahway, New Jersey. What's to eat, people?
Yeah. Everywhere he lands, he's like, what should I eat? I want to become almost fat. Like, could that guy even get fat if he tried, do you think? I don't know why I looked at you, Ben.
I know the answer. I'm not just
You're
fucking
pretty
telling
spelled.
You.
Hey, I never saw Undercovers, but I like the idea of you being on it.
That's literally what everybody says. Everybody says that. And then they go, oh, the two leads aren't white. Next question. And that's literally what happens.
What movie was it where Will Smith was out running around and Jack Black was the guy in the truck?
Amistad.
No.
Say it again. I must have misheard. Will Smith is running around.
It was something about the state. Something. Enemy of the State.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. They're so angry about it. Enemy of the State. Is that a knife on your pocket, Chris Pratt? Is that really? Got a knife on his belt?
It looks like a Han Solo type thing, though.
What is that shit? Oh, no, it's a flashlight. Yeah, you gotta have that attached to your side at all times. That's pretty sweet. You're just like, where's Anna? And you just shine it. All right. We're running way behind on this show.
Dude,
this
we don't
so
have time for
fun.
The Leonard Maltin game, and we got to get to that.
That's what's going to happen right now.
Thank God, yes. Yes.
It's on. It's the pretend you know what's happening game. We'll start with, there's the name tags. In L.A., they bring them out as soon as I mention it. In other cities, they wear them. But in L.A., they're like, oh, a name tag. I'll look like some sort of goon. So they whip out the name tags at this point. I like that. That's got a Juno theme. Jenna has her name is in the Juno font.
Doug, I was here the first night you announced the name tag idea.
Yeah, and you were like, what kind of fools would do that just because you say so?
I said nothing of the sort. My mind was blown that it would just happen. You would put the words out there on iTunes and then people would make name tags and look at what happened. Look at what you started, Doug.
Yeah. This isn't
really
even
cool.
This is even not the most name tags I've seen. I've seen shows where practically everyone has one. But this is the first show where I kick people out who don't. You. Go. You. Out. See ya. See ya. I'm like the opposite of Oprah. You get to go and you get to go. There's a Calvin and Hobbes thing over there that I enjoy a great deal. We got a film clapper thing from movies. Pang is back. Pang is always here with a big sign that says Pang on it. Did you win once?
Nope.
Okay, you could keep playing, but please make yourself ineligible if you want. I'm never going to remember. And what's going on that one? Scott Pilgrim. Nice. I love that movie. All right. So now each one of my panelists, guests, whatever, go select a name tag that you enjoy from someone in the audience and bring it back to your seat. Okay. Now. Everyone's like, when should we do that? And I'll tell everybody about what you're going to win while you're doing that. We have the latest Entertainment Weekly with a picture of the entire cast signed by everyone who's here. Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Since Nick Offerman isn't here, Adam brought a copy of Fine Woodworking. In honor of him.
In honor of Mr. Offerman.
Chris Pratt brought you your own Oscar that says that you're a superstar. And he knows the superstar when he sees one. I brought a Snuggie kind of, a Slankit kind of thing that says TV Guide Network on it that I got when I did a TV Guide Network show. And it's got a pouch that, in front of your breasts or your stomach, depending on what you are, you can put your remote control in it.
Doug, the problem with this is that I feel like I'm going to think about all the name tags I didn't pick tonight because I'm already feeling like the energy of people being disappointed that their name tags didn't get picked. And I can't look at the faces of people who I didn't pick. I'm just saying that you should just change the system. I don't like the system.
It's literally the exact opposite for me. Everybody I didn't pick, I just fucking love staring at them. And just they know why they didn't get picked.
Prizes are just, you know, it's fun, but, you know, it's not. You don't have to have Doug Benson Professional Humor Ian available on AST Records. Or, I bring these now. These are so much fun. One of these is going to, somebody's going to get one of these for free. This company named Woot makes these monkeys that are also slingshots. Yeah, and they scream when you shoot them, so somebody's going to win one of those. And who brought the marijuana bar of soap? Was that was Adam? He brought a soap that has a marijuana on it. I don't know why. Retta brought a whole bunch of stuff. She brought Eat More Chicken Cow, because cows are campaigning. Oh, Aziz loves Chick-fil-A, that's right. Oh, are all these tied into something? All right, she brought a mug that says Parks and Recreation on it.
Oh, that's a big deal.
That's very specific. And you brought some little hottie hand warmers.
Our gift to the cast was, what did we get, t-shirts or sweatshirts or something? And we gave mugs and hand warmers.
Okay. Was there a ham warmer episode of the show or something?
We do a lot of location shooting.
Oh, so you need to warm your hands because it's freezing out. You start shooting at 5 a.m. It's supposed to be noon. And you're dying out there. What is this?
Agent 1 year gave all of his clients those jackets that I've never
it
worn.
It says red on it. So
I've been doing spring cleaning this week.
Your celebrity imposter opportunity has finally come to you. And then what are these things?
Oh, my aunt is the first female president of Liberia, and my other aunt and uncle who live here went during the inauguration.
Back that up. Say that again.
My aunt,
right,
by marriage, is the first female president of Liberia, and my aunt and uncle went during the festivities, and they brought me back those hideous, hideous paddles, and I refused to put them up in my house.
They're paddles that you're like supposed to put them on a wall or something.
Yeah, fuck that.
Oh, they're. Could somebody
combine? What are you guys gonna put them in your fucking wall? I don't want them.
But you could show up at a badminton court and kick everybody's ass with those things because they're a lot stronger. All right, that's a lot of great stuff for whoever wins tonight. But if you lose tonight,
good job. You brought a lot of good stuff, Retta.
Since you fuckers didn't bring shit.
Yeah, we didn't.
But Amy, let me make you feel better about what you were talking about earlier. Your conflict here. Everyone who doesn't win tonight that you played for. Gets to name. I have to call someone a shithead on their behalf at the end of the podcast. Whoever they want, politics, celebrities.
Look, I know
personal
how the
friends.
Leonard Maltin game works.
Everybody knows how this game works.
My God, let's get to it.
Oh,
wait, and also Adam also brought Atari playing cards.
Yeah, I forgot to bring something, so I just bought a bunch of shit next door.
But I love Atari playing cards.
You know what? I was going to bring a Monster-in-Law poster and have us all sign it. I have a full-sized movie poster.
Because you played the title role in that, right?
I did. I was Law.
That means you were getting fucked.
By the way, Glenn, I can tell you had scissors for these two ends. Did you use your tongue and your thumbs for the rest of these? This is a good visual gag for the listeners.
Yeah. So Glenn with two N's has like basically like a pie plate with his name scratched into it like a psychopath. And then, so Adam's playing for him. And then Amy, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Renee, who has a very like, it's like a bomb, right?
It's a Sexpa bomb from Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, it's a Scott Pilgrim reference, yes. And it's a bomb thing. Yes.
Yes, and Retta, well, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Jennifer Quinteros, who is a master makeup student at Cinema Makeup School. This is her ID.
Oh, she just brought her business card.
I thought it was kind of bullshit. Oh, okay. That's why I picked her.
That's as good a reason as any to pick one. I want to give hope to everyone who brings in bullshit that they might get chosen. People are just going to start holding up their license, their driver's license. Jim, what do you got?
Well, Nick Offerman couldn't be here because he said he wouldn't do this bullshit. So, no, just of course not. He wishes
he's
he could have been here, but he
somewhere.
Is out of town. So, oh, okay. In Nick's behalf, I chose Nick.
Oh, that's great. That's very nice. Oh, Chris got the clapper.
Since I didn't really show up tonight, I chose Chris. And this is a really beautifully designed slate. That has,
yeah,
for those of you on the podcast, it's one of those things they clap right before they roll,
Yeah, action.
Oh, wait, no. Rolling, sound, speed.
And it was, and
A camera mark.
Mark, B camera set, and woohoo, and freeze. And every.
Tail sticks.
And tail sticks.
Tail sticks. And what do you got there, Ben Schwartz?
I got Tina because I'm a huge Bill Watterson fan who created the comic Calvin Hobbes.
Oh, God.
Enormous.
How did you choose between, there was a Calvin
I
and
said,
a Hobbes?
I said, one of you guys, which one, Justin or Tina? And Justin goes, Tina. And I said, okay, Tina. And that's how that happened.
So you decided to go with Calvin the Cat. Okay, let's Let's play the game.
I don't want Tina anymore.
I have a question for Calvin and Hobbes people.
Okay.
This already sounds pretentious.
What's with all the stickers in the back of the cars?
I can answer that question. This is really pathetic, but Bill Watterson never licensed any of these characters to do anything, so those are all illegal.
Yeah, and once it's illegal, he might as well be pissing on something.
Or crying over a cross.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I want to see Hobbes just taking a shit.
I think we can take care of that for you.
On a cross, right?
On the back of an SUV that I will ram into. All right, let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Woo! Oh, yeah!
Yeah, don't look at it. We'll start with Adam down there, then we'll come back around this way so Amy gets to go last.
Yeah.
Just how she likes it. All right, here's some categories for you, Adam. Jamie F. wrote to me on the internet and suggested movies featuring Bryan Cranston. And I think that guy is awesome, so I said, I'm going to do that. Because I can't think of a single movie that guy's been in. It's like Malcolm in the Middle, Breaking Bad. He was in movies, but he was. And keep it down. Don't start yelling out names. All right, and then... Then your next category, today is Fat Tuesday. It's all Mardi Gras style today. So this movie's with the word fat in the title. And Fatal Attraction doesn't count. Then your third category, lots of people suggested this, but I'm giving credit to, from Twitter, at Alex C. Murphy suggested Charlie Sheen movies. Which one would you like, Adam? Charlie Sheen, Bryan Cranston, or Fat?
I'll take Charlie Sheen.
Would you like a Charlie Sheen movie from 84, 86, or 99? All 99.
I'll take 86.
All right. 3 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie. He calls it thoroughly winning.
Really? Did he really say that?
He really did. I don't know. Charlie Sheen's not in it, and I don't know why he gave it 3 out of 4 if it's thoroughly winning. That sounds like nothing is wrong with it.
I'm and sure then, Charlie Sheen would have a problem with that.
Okay. And then he also said... He also called it the screen debut for what very well-known actress who's in it. It's her first movie. And it's from 1986, 3 stars. What was the category?
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, really? Oh, I beg your pardon then. Yes, it does say winning and Charlie Sheen is in it. I'm pretty good at this.
Is it still the debut of a well-known actress?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I got all that part right. I just forgot which category we were on. And I forgot that Charlie Sheen was in this because I like it. No, he's been in some good stuff. All right, so there are only 6 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Adam Scott?
What the fuck is going? What are you talking about?
Amy, keep cool, baby. You know what's going on. You know what's going on, baby.
You know how this game works. In other words, it probably won't get around to you this round. So just check it out.
I feel like I could get it in 3 names.
All right, Ben.
I can't get it. Bluffing.
You think he's bluffing? Just tell him to name it, or go 86? Lower. Or go lower.
I can't go lower. I'll ask if he's bluffing. I think he's bluffing. That's a great idea.
All you gotta do is say name that movie.
If you ask if I'm bluffing, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to keep eye contact with you.
I have no problem with that. If I'm wrong, I'm out of the game forever?
No.
Oh, then, yeah, of course, you're bluffing.
I mean, you are right.
Oh, okay, so name it. Name it in 3.
3 names. Do you need the clues again?
No, I don't think so.
I know you shouldn't get the clues again, because one of them was I thought Charlie Sheen wasn't in it. So I don't mean to confuse you any further. Thomas E. Hodges, Winona Ryder,
ooh,
is the lady I was referring to, and Courtney Thorne Smith are your 3 out of 6 names from this movie from 1986. 3 stars, thoroughly winning. Charlie Sheen is in it.
Lucas?
That's correct.
Oh, wow!
Wow! Unbelievable. So I have to take out my dick, right?
No, you're good. You're good.
You got it.
No.
You got it.
Well, yeah, if you want to piss on Hobbs, that'd be awesome.
That was great.
Nice work.
You knew it the whole time, didn't you, asshole?
I didn't. I thought it was Wall Street with the initial hints.
All right.
Well, that was wrong.
You changed it up.
It ended up being Lucas.
Adam Scott with the recap. All right. All right, Chris Pratt, we're going to start with you.
Me?
Yes, you!
Okay.
You get to pick a category.
Jurassic Park!
The category is Jurassic Park.
All right, let's go. I'm ready. If it's Jurassic Park.
Richard Attenborough. Okay, no. would you like, as a category, someone named Real Matt Holt on Twitter suggested to me, Pullman Paxton. These are movies with either Bill Pullman or Bill Paxton. Because no one can keep the two of them apart.
That's tough.
One of them's the Big Love guy. Not gonna say which one. Then another category is In Theaters Now. It's very popular with people who know what's playing in theaters now. It's in motion picture theaters now.
You have
now.
A movie in theaters now.
Yeah. They don't go that obscure.
And then the third category, no one ever bites on this, but it's my favorite category I've ever come up with. Ernest Goes to Movies.
Yeah. Ernest!
And wow. I'll give you a quick hint. Jim Varney is in all of them.
Is he?
Wow.
Which one of those would you like? Pullman Paxton, Ernest, or
I'll do them in theaters now.
Okay.
Let me try that out.
Let me just, full disclosure, Take Me Home Tonight is not one of the options.
Fuck, okay, Ernest.
So get that out of your head.
Okay, no, In Theaters Now.
Okay, In
Take
Theaters
Me Home
Now.
Tonight is In Theaters Now. So. It really is good.
I totally want to see it. I love Topher and
you know
Anna,
what?
And now I know you're in it, so I'm on board.
It's great. It's really good.
What do you think about T.J. Miller hanging out with your wife? How do you feel about that? He's friends with her, right?
Well, they did Yogi Bear together.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of crazy shit happened on that movie. You know, good things come in bears. Did you know that? We've discussed that. Every time TJ's out, we talk about that's the worst catchphrase for a children's
especially
movie ever.
Especially with the one sheet they had, which was like Yogi just behind Boo Boo with a devilish smile.
It looked like something, a good thing was coming in a bear right that moment. Leonard says, it's unfair to call this a one-joke movie. There may have been two or three. And he also says, it's not Take Me Home Tonight, relax.
Thank you.
And he also says, about making it, it must have seemed funny at the time. It doesn't now.
Wait,
I got it.
Was there a year on this?
No, it's in theaters now. Oh. So yes, there is a year.
Yeah, yeah.
What would that, what year?
That's a weird, obscure theater.
Why are you quizzing me about the year? Just because I smoke pot, you have to be. It's two Ocean's 11. And there are 10 names. How many names do you think you get in, CP?
I think I can get it in zero names.
Are you kidding me? All right, now, I should tell you, Jim, you could go negative names if you want, but the look on your expression is not unlike Yogi Bear on that poster. The look on, I just said the look on your expression, which should be how we say it. So you could just, I would say to Chris, name that movie.
Name that movie.
Just go with it.
No. Did you just think of another movie that was out?
That's the only other movie I know.
I will totally nail this because I know this movie's playing right now.
There's a movie called Just Go With It?
Yes, there is.
Oh, I was saying that to myself.
Now give your guess. Now that we've gotten, I thought you were. That's the name of a movie. Give me your guess.
That really is, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I was gonna in my. Cause is I there had an
another?
Idea.
Is there another movie in theaters now that you
that
might want to guess?
Leonard Maltin may have said it. Seems
all that shit about
all that terrible stuff. And so
the clues are really not helpful. By the way, I say the things that really make it like you never figure it out. Because first of all, this is a Holocaust drama.
A two-joke movie at max.
No,
can he
strange.
Redo his number, his guess?
Huh?
Can he redo his guess of how many names?
He could have guessed another movie, but we got to move it along.
All right, I got it wrong.
So Jim gets the point. What did I tell you backstage? I told him you don't have to know anything to win.
You know what I like about this game? How long it takes for someone to get a point.
It's arduous, Amy. But yeah, does anyone think they know what it is? Rango. Who said Rango? That guy, Rango. Yeah, I don't know why Len is so harsh on Rango. I saw it, I thought it was cute. And the people that are against children smoking, whatever that's called, they're or children seeing about smoking. There's like a bunch of characters that smoke cigarettes in Rango because it's
fucking
like
awesome.
It's an old timey Western.
Yeah,
and because
it's a period. You get to do it in a period,
that's
right?
That's right. Exactly.
I'm gonna do that with every cartoon I make.
Anyway, they're all mad about it, and I'm like, you give Rango a break. Okay, so Jim just got a point. So Adam's got a point. Jim's got a point.
Got it.
We're gonna start with Retta on this one.
All right, Retta.
Let's do it. Would you like movies with hitmen or women? Those are trained assassins in the story. Or Charlie Sheen or Bryan Cranston? Hitman, Sheen, Cranston.
Hitman.
All right. Would you like a hitman movie from 1995, 2005, or 2007?
95.
This movie gets 2 stars from Leonard. I disagree. He calls it a black comedy. And he says, this hit is in quotes, is a miss.
I don't get it.
This man is a lady. So it's got hit men or hit ladies in it and 2 stars from 1985. And there are 6 names. How many names do you think you can get in, Retta?
4.
No last name. She says 4.
4.
Now where are you, Amy? I know you've studied the game and you know all the permutations of it. What do you say?
Lucas.
Take the dick out.
No. I Can I?
You can go lower amount of names, or you can say Retta, name that movie.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you said four. Yeah, I'll go three.
Okay, we'll go down to Adam.
I'll say name that movie.
All right, Adam just won, but let's go through it anyway, just to see. You might surprise everybody.
I'm really bad at this. Sorry, Renee.
No. I'm bad at it too, but when I'm in charge, I act like I'm great at it. All right, do you want the clues again?
No.
Oh.
Just the names.
Okay. Josh Charles is in this movie. Mm-hmm. Robert Loggia and Janine Garofalo.
Yay.
What is it? I'll give you one more little clue. You're not going to get it. I think I could tell you everyone is in this movie and you won't be able to name it.
Clay Pigeon?
Oh, that's a great guess with Vince Vaughn, and yeah. That's not the right answer. That's not correct, but does anybody know it? No? That's a good guess, though. Big Hit.
Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead?
No, she wasn't in that, or those other two people. No, I was right. This is a really tough one, which is great because we're running out of time, and I can declare Adam the winner. The movie's called Cold Blooded, and it stars Jason Priestley, and it's great. I mean, it's really, you'll like it. It's real. Let me tone it down a little bit. It's pretty decent. No, but it's something people haven't really heard of or familiar with, and I threw that in there, and that was probably unfair, but I still appreciate everybody giving their best, and I had a feeling Adam would take the whole thing because he's great
me
at
too,
this.
Me too.
He's great at it. Adam Scott, everybody, our winner.
Glenn is the winner.
So Glenn wins all this stuff.
Congratulations, Glenn.
And I have...
Enjoy the jacket, Glenn.
Where's Glenn at? Glenn's over here somewhere, right? Oh, there he is. There's all your stuff, Glenn. Wow. Yeah, congratulations. And Matt, one of our producers, he's going to go around and collect all the shitheads for me. Here, have him write it on this. There you go. And let's go down the line and just see what you guys are up to. What do you have in the can? What's coming out? Parks and Rec, 10 more, did we decide? 12 more? How many more episodes?
10 more episodes.
10 more episodes. So watch those, everybody. Thursday nights at 9:30.
Yes.
8:30 Central.
Yes.
And by the time this airs, the next episode on will be the Harvest Festival.
Yes. Oh, wow. I thought the Harvest Festival was a whole season arc, but no.
Get right to it.
Get on it. Anyway, it's a great show. Ben Schwartz, what do you got? You got Peep World is out soon, right?
Peep World is out soon. I just did a pilot for Showtime with Don Cheadle and Kristen Bell. Hopefully that gets picked up.
Now let me ask you this though, not to sabotage your career, but if it gets picked up, can you still show up on Parks and Rec every once in a while?
I can actually, yeah.
Because it was a previously existing gig or whatever.
It was a thing
nice.
I worked out before because I love the show so much. The thing we worked out.
Oh,
before.
Oh, dude, you're so great on it. Chris Pratt, can you still be on Parks and Rec? Because I'd like to see more of you on there.
I hope so. I don't know.
I hope so too. We'll fingers crossed. And Take Me Home Tonight is in theaters now. And you've got like five movies, I think, that are done or almost done coming out in the future, right?
Yeah.
What's the next one on the horizon?
Moneyball.
Yeah, that's going to be a baseball movie. Unlike Major League, it's more dramatic.
And less Charlie Sheen?
Less Charlie Sheen, unfortunately. Yeah, that's a good one, a baseball movie. And...
No monkeys.
Can,
no monkeys in
you
that
can
one.
You go
either.
On the internet and find out all of them. There.
Yeah, go to IMDb and write in Chris Pratt and don't.
Or you could follow me on Twitter at Pratt.
Yeah,
that's
your,
really
your tweets are really
his
funny.
Tweets
dude.
Are brilliant.
Yeah, please follow me. I would like that. And and also there's a movie called What's Your Number that is I have a small part in, but you really have to see. It's hilarious and it is starring my sweet wife and it's a really funny movie. So that's going to come out in September as well as Moneyball. They're about a week apart. So be sure if you're going to pick between the two. Well, this is being recorded, huh?
Mm-hmm.
See them both.
Yeah. Jim O'Hare, what do you got coming up?
You can see me last Tuesday on Parenthood.
Bust out your time machines.
Yeah, they'll probably rerun it at some point. And I shot a little thing with Frances Fisher, the woman, one of the women from the Titanic. And I played her husband. She's 60. And I played her husband.
At least,
at least
you didn't play Gloria Stewart's husband.
That's true. Yeah, it's called Grow Up
Already. Weekend at Bernice's would be that movie. and Retta, what are you doing?
I'm appearing in many shorts during our break.
I bet you're kind of sarcastic in most of them.
Maybe. I show a little cleavage in one.
Whoa.
And if you find yourself in Annville, Pennsylvania next week, I'll be at Lebanon Valley College.
What? Doing what?
Stand-up.
Stand-up.
Doing nice. Comedy.
That's awesome.
Slinging jokes. Woo! Bread and butter.
That's how I knew about the opera is because you used to have an opera bit in your stand-up.
Still do. I don't let it go. It's my closer.
Amy, what's going on? What's happening?
Freak dance.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. Google it.
And Adam, I know you shot a movie with my other friends, John Hamm and Jennifer Westfeldt. When's that coming out?
That'll be probably in like a year.
Yeah, because it's an indie movie that she made herself, right?
Right. But My Idiot Brother, I'm in this movie, My Idiot Brother. It's out this year or sometime. I don't know when. Maybe over the summer.
Do you have a brother?
I do.
That's promoting that's going to be awkward because you had to go, a movie, My Idiot Brother, because when you said
and
My Idiot Brother,
it sounded bad. So it's super weird. Just kidding. No, I'm not kidding. His name is Mai.
Awesome. So thanks very much to everybody for coming.
Hey,
Adam Scott, Amy Poehler, Retta, Jim O'Hare, Chris Pratt, and Ben Schwartz.
Pratt.
As always, Justin Davila is a shithead. Jeff Murchie is a shithead. Jennifer Quinton?
Quintero,
I'm sorry. Jennifer Quintero is a shithead. L. Ron Hubbard is a shithead.
Who said that? Who fucking said that?
And Philip Campos is a shithead.